Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you got back from the doctor's, huh?
I did. I just sat in like 45 minutes of traffic, which was, it was pretty horrific, but I made it.
You know, my son lives in Sacramento and he tells me about the traffic jams all the time.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm down here in Orange County and it's like, it can be, for sure. Yeah, but the middle of the day where I was at, like, it should have been a straight shot, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't. It just wasn't. It was bad. Yeah, it got really bad really fast, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I have phone calls to make. Like, you know, ready to pull my hair out. And then you finally get up there to what it is, and it's like some little tiny smashed car, like barely smashed. Like, get over on the side of the road already, man. You know?
Blocking the traffic because of a little fender bender?
Yes, exactly. Like, just scoot over. It literally says
here in Ohio, we get tickets for that.
Yeah, well,
if we don't pull over, we get a ticket.
Yeah, they're supposed to give the get over. That's what all the signs say. Is if you're blocking traffic, that is like an additional violation when you could just scoot on over, you know.
Oh, well, I talked to him, and he said he would jump on the deal, but our season doesn't start for 2 months.
Right. So that's okay, though, because it takes about 30 to 45 days for full placement. So by the time
your season
starts, you guys will be completely up and running.
I see. Oh, he will probably go for that thing, because that was his only reservation, was that he didn't want to do any advertising.
It literally states in our terms and conditions 30 to 45 days for maximum results. So, yeah, that's a huge part of what we do. We are faster than the majority of our competitors, but it does still take a little bit of time when we're starting from the ground up.
So what takes the time to get a place?
Well, because not only do we have to get the verification process alone takes anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks for the Google verification. Then once we have the verification and we have your spot on Google, then we have to begin the programming to anchor it to the first page of services.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like we could just say, oh, okay, you signed up for Google, so there you are, bam, you're up there tomorrow. This is organic placement that requires programming, search engine optimization, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and content creation. The website's up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. The directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. And the Facebook ads are up and running in like the first like 14 to 21 days. But for full placement on Google, where you're actually going to be ranking and have a steady flow, the terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days.
Okay, I see. Let's see, there was one other question. Oh, I called the man that was, I told you, is a man doing it from his home, and he hasn't started our website yet.
Okay.
So I asked him how long it was going to take, and he won't even get to it until the 12th of February.
Well, I'll include one for you absolutely free of charge. You don't even have to use him at all.
Oh, well, I would like that.
Yeah, you don't have to use them at all, completely free of charge to you.
Okay, and is it accessible to us?
Absolutely. So you actually have access to it via the website editor from the back end of the dashboard, and you guys can go in, make change or adjustment, upload new photos, change content.
That's the big thing, is uploading new photos.
Yeah, you can even upload them to us through the dashboard, and we can upload them to the site yourself. But if you're a person who likes to have access and get in there, then you have access to that absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm sure he'll go for it. So, what do we do from here?
So did you want to go with the month to month, or did you want to go with the 6 month contract?
No, he's going to do the six month contract.
Okay, so the next step is, let me see here. So for account purposes, Randy, what is your last name?
Actually, Ankney, A-N-K-N-E-Y. So he told me to contact you back in March when we start our season, and he was thinking that would run him through summer. But that wouldn't be the case, would it? That would be
January to February, February to March. We're basically in February. February's in a couple of days. March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July. It's going to run him through July.
That's the, yeah, that's the middle of our season. So right. I better tell him about that, because he told me to contact you again at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he said. So, But I know
well,
you'd like to jump in this idea.
You have the ability to do this. So what he was thinking, when he was thinking through the season, when does the season end?
The season ends for us in about
like
the end of October.
Okay.
Middle of November, depending on the weather.
So we have the ability, you can start with the 6 month, and then in July, before it would renew, because it would renew at the monthly rate, in July, when it would begin to, before it would renew, I'll call you, and we could set it for another 3 month contract where you get the prorated. And you guys can pause it anytime you want. So say at the end of the season in October, which is about the time that last 3 months would wear off, right? July to
mm-hmm.
August, September to October. That's going to take you through October. Okay. And then you pause the campaign, because in the winter, if you guys aren't doing anything at all, or if it's very, you know, sparse and you don't want to spend on the advertising, we literally hit pause on your campaign. It's what we call a seasonal hold.
Okay.
And you don't lose anything. You don't lose the website, but you don't pay when it's on a seasonal hold either. We have a lot of companies in the states that see a lot of weather like what you guys are doing that pause their campaigns, and then they just kick them back up at the beginning of the year to get the placement back up.
Okay. Okay, I hate to do this to you, but
okay.
I'm sure he's going to do it, but I
okay.
just have to get his
you
okay.
You want to double check with him. I understand.
Yeah, you know, spending $1,300, I just want to check with him before I spend it.
Sure, I
so,
understand.
So, give
I'll
me a call
you
in the morning.
Yeah.
And then what do we do? Do we send you a check for $1,300 or what?
No, it's all done over the phone. So we go ahead and we will take the billing information. We'll read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. And then we will process the card information, schedule your client onboarding with my technician so we can begin the onboarding process to get the website up and going and get everything moving.
Okay. Then I know he's going to ask me, when is he going to see it on Google?
Okay, so that's the maximum result. You can see it on Google as soon as you're.
He's not in a hurry to see it. He just
right.
wants to know.
Of course.
Not in any hurry
so
to
a max
see it.
Of 30 to 45 days. So
okay.
that's our written promise to you as our client. Now, as soon as things become available, like as soon as the website's done, Randy, you're going to get a text and an email. Hey, check out your new website. Your business is now showing up on Google. We're going to send you a message about that so you can see your Google business profile. Hey, go ahead and get some reviews on your Google business profile. Also, when your Facebook page is up and live, hey, go check out your new Facebook page. Like every time that a piece of the puzzle comes to fruition, we're going to be notifying you guys so you can see the different things. Now, as far as going on to Google, doing a keyword search such as, you know, XYZ near me and you guys showing up, max is 30
mm-hmm.
to 45 days.
Okay, I gotcha. And that's what I will tell him. I'm sure he's going to go with it. I just want, before I spend his money, I just want to get his okay. So
of
call
course.
Me in the morning.
Okay, and I can call you at 10. Is that good?
Yep. Yeah, 10's fine. Man, you get up at 7 in the morning?
I get up at 5. I have to get my family up and running.
I'm
at work at 7.
All right, okay.
Yep,
that's fine. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Randy. I look forward to it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye.